It's holiday season along Fifth Avenue in New York City. Store windows are decked out with winter fantasies. The tree sparkles at Rockefeller Center. But NPR's Margot Adler, who walks down Fifth every day on her way to work, has wondered about a little mystery.
Here on Fifth Avenue, most stores open at 9:30 or 10, but as I walk these blocks month after month, there's only one store with a huge line outside it, Abercrombie & Fitch on the corner of 56th Street. By the time the store opens, like on this rainy day, about 90 people are in line. No other store has a line, not Saks Fifth Avenue or Armani or Tiffany's or Banana Republic, just this one every day. Inside the door is a male model stripped to the waist, but I still don't get it because I don't see hordes of people around the city wearing clothes with Abercrombie labels. So I walk up to 20 people and stick my microphone out.
Where are you from?
England.
England. And you?
Ireland.
Ireland. So why are you on this line?
I have no idea. You tell me.
That was Kieran Weiss from County Cork. But actually, everyone on the line had their reasons. Shopping was key for Michael and Bethel Cohen from Israel.
We heard about it a lot. We want to see, we want to buy, we want to...
But why here?
Because we heard about it from friends in Israel, and they say we have to come here.
I still didn't get it. Some said they came because the items were cheaper than at home, by 30 to 40%. Some had come for specific items. Moira Adams from the United Kingdom came to buy a special fragrance.
My youngest son uses it, so he said, "Mom, get me some for Christmas."
So it's not the models that are exciting you. You know, they have these models that are stripped to the waist.
Oh, help. Definitely help. You did ask.
Inside the store, there's one buff model, stacks of clothes, and loud pumping music. But it still isn't quite making sense to me. But there is this one thing. No one is from the United States. The only American I find is waiting for Prada next door to open, and the minute it does, she leaves the line. I talk to people from England, Ireland, Hungary, other parts of Eastern Europe, Israel, France, Switzerland, not a single American. So I call up Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz and Associates, Inc., a national retail consulting and banking investment firm in New York City. "I walk by that store all the time," he says. "You can find an Abercrombie and Fitch at every mall in America, not in Europe, and in the last 3 years..."
They spend hundreds of millions of dollars marketing Abercrombie in Europe. So it's become a very powerful brand name, but there are not that many stores. So when the Europeans come to New York, they finally see the Abercrombie store and they line up. That's what this is about.
And that's what I finally heard from Doris Rowland from Switzerland, whose son told her to go to the store.
"You can't buy it in Europe, so that's the reason why the European people that come in here."
Mystery solved. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.